she was my girlfriend back then, so we were around each other all the time, and we just realized, well, like, okay, there's two of us, you know, if we get a drummer, we have a band. That was really the genesis of the band, and, you know, so she is essential to that particular band existing.
One of Let's Active's hit songs from its first album was Every Word Means No. Watch it. Describe a little bit of the arrangement.
The bass parts were kind of busy, and they were kind of rhythmic, and I think she was good at that, you know. So I think her bass playing had this sort of bounce to it, you know. When I heard her play many years later, it was like there's that sound that she has, you know. It was a kind of sprightly sound, you know. It's like instead of like digging deeply into the notes, it was sort of like bouncing from one note to the next or something. It was a kind of moving sound, which I liked, and you know, I can't tell you where that came from. It was combination of what the song's called for and the kind of music that was in the air and just something about her, you know. Well, you know, I was kind of introduced to her by these other kids at my high school who thought that we should meet, you know. I guess they thought we'd be a good couple, you know. And I thought she was cute, you know, and she was very intelligent and witty and around all the rock scene stuff and knew all about it, you know. And then when I got to know her better and went over to her place, and her room was really cool. She had great posters, you know, and really good records, and like the Moody Blues records and stuff, which I didn't have, and I love those records, you know. So there was all this stuff that we listened to at her house that was new to me, and I liked it, so it was influential to me in that kind of way. You know, it was just interesting. And there were these oil paintings on the walls that were like these precision copies of famous pieces of art that she had done as like a 12-year-old. And they looked awesome. But she also would do stuff like geometric doodles that were cool looking, you know, that would look like Paul Klee or something like that. But there was kind of a playfulness in most of her stuff. It was always kind of fun. I just think my world, you know, expanded quite a bit, you know, when I met her. You know, definitely after being around her, I knew how to fold bath towels properly and things like that. You know, she had an aesthetic sort of quality that went through everything she did. And like I say, everything about her was kind of natural. She could move into a new apartment and instantly make it look good, you know, and she just had that ability. So I like to think that I learned some of that from her.
Another close friend to Faye Hunter was Ed Bumgardner, longtime musician and veteran award-winning music writer.
I sold her her first bass and gave her her first bass lesson. Mitch had gone away to college, and she was still around here, and we were friends, and she wanted to learn to play bass. So I gave her lessons for a little bit. It became very obvious very quickly. She had complete, you know, natural ability to do it. She needed a bass, and this is somewhat, this will show you how much we all love Faye. I sold her a bass I bought from Chris Damey for $350, and I sold it to her for $200. It's the only bass deal I've ever lost money on, and I was glad to do it.
She was lead on the song Blue Line, mm-hmm. with the group Let's Active. Can you talk about her role in that, her presentation?
She was a good singer. She sold the song. That was her job, and that's what she did. Harmonically was a really sophisticated piece of work that didn't sound that sophisticated.
After leaving the band Let's Active in the mid-80s, Hunter traveled a bit. She also lived in New York City and recorded several songs. One of them was Blinded. According to Bumgardner, Hunter leaves behind a unique legacy.
I mean, just the fact that she was a female bass player. And for people that chose to look beyond that sort of thing, she was a good bass player. And, you know, it's always nice when somebody can come up and they're gracious and they're nice. She never had anything but helpful words of encouragement to anybody that came up to her and talked to her. She never handled herself like some sort of rock star. Just incredibly gracious human being.
she really is an artist, and that's what she should have been able to do her whole life, you know. And I think the thing that was hard for her was that she was never confident enough. I mean, for her level of ability, she should have been completely confident. But she got adulation, you know. People liked her stuff. She always was told how great she was because it was true. And she kind of was always a star. You know, her time of playing routinely on stage was just a couple of years, but she's like completely known for that still, you know, and that stuff's popular with people still. And when she appears now, it's like a big deal, you know, so that's really cool. It's great that she had that.